我们很感谢神提供这样一个美好的机会，在这里一起来聚会敬拜神。
And thank God for giving us this wonderful opportunity so that we can worship Him here together.
也欢迎我们弟兄姐妹以及朋友今天晚上来跟我们一起分享福音的好处。
And we also welcome all our friends and family and share with us in the gospel message.
今天晚上小弟要用从黑暗的权势到爱子的国度，跟大家来查考主耶稣所带给我们的救恩。
This evening, I'd like to share the topic from the darkness of the world into the kingdom of Son, and to share about the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们大家如果有圣经，请翻开哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们今天晚上要根据哥罗西书来看看主耶稣他是怎么样来拯救我们脱离黑暗的。
And this evening we want to study Colossians chapter 1 and study how Lord Jesus delivered us from darkness.
那进入这个爱子的国度又是怎么样一个新的生活？
And how is it that enter into the kingdom of beloved son lead us to into a new life?
我们先看第一章的第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 13.
请读十三节十四节。
Verse 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. 14. In whom we have redemption through His blood for forgiveness of sins.
这里说，耶稣基督他要救我们，神要救我们脱离黑暗的权势。把我们迁到他爱子的国度里。
Here says that Lord Jesus will deliver us from the power of darkness and deliver us into the kingdom of His Son.
如果我们从圣经从第九节一直读下来，我们就会发现，这哥罗西书一开头是传道人保罗他在感谢神怎么样将这个福音传到各地方去。
In the beginning of this book, the apostle Paul gave thanks to God in spreading the gospel all over the world.
因为这个福音。所传道的地方，领受人他们的生命都跟着改变了。
Because as this gospel spread to different places, the people that accepted the gospel, their lives have changed.
人本来可能不知道什么叫做善。
In the beginning, we as human may not know what is good.
但是我们人间的善可能跟神眼中的善又不一样。
But what we consider good may be different from the standard of God.
等到这个神福音的信息来到我们当中以后，我们就知道什么叫做至善，什么叫真正的善。
And when the gospel comes into our life, then we realize what is the true goodness.
我们以这个福音来了以后，才知道什么叫做有一个光明的盼望。
And with the gospel, then we understand what is the living hope.
那我们也才知道说，我们原来所生活在这样一个国度里，在这个世界上，其实很多人是。很辛苦的。
Then we realize that there are many people living in such a world. They are suffering.
因为一个生命，一种生活，如果没有经过比较的话，我们往往会很习惯，我们会觉得应该就是像这样子。
Many times, without comparison, without a reference point, we think that this is the way our life should be.
但是如果有一个更好的，让我们可以选择的时候
，But when you have an option to choose something that's even better.
对比之下，我们就知道说，我们原来现在所有的生活是这么样的这么样的不幸。
So under comparison, you'll realize that the life that you're living right now is rather unfortunate.
但也同时才知道说，原来有一个更美好的盼望等着我们去追求去得到。
Also, you realize that there's an even better hope waiting for us to pursue, waiting for us to obtain.
那这个地方从第十三节开始他就一直在强调说。神他现在要来救我们脱离这个黑暗的权势。
Verse 13 emphasized that now God will deliver us from this power of darkness.
要把我们众人迁到他爱子的国度，就是耶稣基督的国度里。
And he will convey us into the kingdom of his son, that is true Jesus, that is Jesus Christ.
那我们人若是在耶稣基督里面，就可以得到救赎，罪过就可以赦免。
If we're in Lord Jesus Christ, then our sins can be forgiven and we can be redeemed.
那这个爱子是耶稣基督。
This beloved son is Lord Jesus Christ.
他到底是谁
？Who is he？
第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，请读。
Verse 13.
十五节，对不起，十五节。
Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
这里说这个爱子，他在这里都没有说是什么名字。他说 他是那个不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先呢。
He did not mention the name of this beloved son, only said that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
那其实我们如果读圣经从头读到尾，我们就知道说他讲的这个爱子就指的耶稣基督。
But if you read the Bible, then you realize this beloved son is Lord Jesus Christ.
他说这个神本来是人看不见的。
He says that the God is somebody that's invisible.
现在借着耶稣基督来到以后，把这个不能够看见的神把它表现出来了。
But yet through Lord Jesus Christ, He's the image of the invisible God.
那这个他说这个爱子耶稣基督，他是首生的，是一切被造的以先。
And this beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, He is the firstborn over all creation.
表示说他是早在创世之前就存在的。
And that means He is before all creation.
他其实不是被造的。
He was not the one that's being created.
他其实就是这个神本身是自有拥有的。
And the truth is that God existed by himself.
他是在一切万有都是因他而立的。
And everything was established because of him.
哦，也就是说，他就是一切生命的源头。
In other words, he is a source of life.
那这个就是神。
And that is God.
在哥罗西书，在圣经里面他一直在强调耶稣基督他来到人间，其实他就是神本身，要来拯救我们这个可怜的世人。
The book of Colossians emphasized over and over that this Lord Jesus is our Savior. He came here to save us.
他其实就是神的奥秘。
He is the mystery of God.
也就是说神他其实我们人是没有办法了解的。
And God is something that we cannot understand.
如果神没有自我启示让我们人了解，我们人是不可能看到他，也不可能去摸到他的。
If God did not inspire and reveal himself to us, then as men we cannot touch him nor see him.
因为我们人是带肉体。
Because as men we have flesh.
神是个灵。
But God is a spirit.
他没有形，他没有一个什么东西让你可以摸。
He does not have a form, he's something that is intangible.
如果神没有自我启示给我们看见，给我们感受到，我们人是不可能看到他。
Unless God revealed himself to us, it's impossible for us to see him.
那这个神他现在自己来，就是成为耶稣基督他这个爱子这个身份来的。
And yet this God came here into this world himself and took the form of this beloved son, Lord Jesus Christ.
第二章的第二节就特别强调说耶稣基督就是神的奥秘。
And in chapter 2, verse 2, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
我们今天如果要认识神，一定要先认识耶稣基督。
And therefore today, if we want to know God, we must first know Lord Jesus Christ.
那现在因为这个主耶稣基督他的真正的身份是一个很重大的一个主题。
And the position of Lord Jesus Christ itself is a theme of the Bible.
我们今天晚上并没有要去详细的说明耶稣基督他真正的这个身份。
So tonight we're not studying the actual position of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要来看看主耶稣基督他所带给我们的改变。
But what we want to see is the transformation that Lord Jesus has brought to our lives.
因为他来传福音给我们了解。
Because he came here and brought the gospel for us to understand.
所谓的福音就是好消息。
Gospel, which is the good news.
这个好消息。它这个福音本身是有生命的。
And this gospel itself has life.
所以我们如果看哥罗西书的第一章，
If you turn to Colossians chapter 1,
我们看第六节，
Verse 6,
请读第六节。第一章六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6, which has come to you as it has also in all the world and is bring forth fruit.As it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
这里说这个福音传到你们，传到普天之下，它都会结果会增长。
Here it says that the message has delivered to the world and it will bear fruit.
所以这个福音呢，它每到一个地方，它像有生命的东西，它会越来越多，越来越大的。
This message, everywhere it's preached to, it has life, so it bears forth fruit.
有生命的东西才会成长。
Only something has life will grow.
这个房子不会自己从一栋变两栋。
And for example, a building will not become two buildings from one.
一本书在这里再过多久它都不会变两本了，它不会自己生出来啊。
A book here, no matter how long it's been here, it's still one book, it will not reproduce itself.
但是有生命的东西它就会增长，它就会变大。
Only if something contains life, it will grow, it will become bigger.
在这里说，这个福音本身就是有生命的。
And so the message, gospel message itself has life.
然后这个生命，他说，它是会让我们得到神的恩惠。
And this life will bring us the grace of God.
这个福音叫做神恩惠的道理。
And this gospel message is called the grace of God in truth.
那这个就是说，这个福音本身呢，它要让我们生命得到一个增长，然后有一个成熟的表现。
And so the gospel message will allow our life to grow and bear fruit.
啊，所以这个福音会带给人啊，真的有生命，会带给人真的有盼望，带给人真正有恩惠。
And therefore, this gospel message will bring us life and bring us fruit and bring us grace.
那所以我们今天晚上要来看看今天耶稣基督的这个救恩呢，他来了说要让我们从一个国度迁到一个国度去，就是一个属灵生命的一个移民。
And when the gospel message comes to us, it will deliver us from one kingdom to another kingdom.
然后在这样的一个过程当中，我们如果迁到这个爱子的国度里，他说就可以被救赎，然后就可以啊，这个罪过可以得到赦免，就是可以被称义。
If we go into the kingdom of some of a beloved, then we can have redemption, forgiveness of sin, we can be justified.
你看今天我们很多人其实也都很盼望能够移民到一个比较你觉得比较幸福的国度里。
And today many of us hope to immigrate to a place that has a better living.
小弟有时候教会安排到其他国家去协助那里的圣工。
Sometimes when church arranged me to go to another place to help with the holy work in the area.
那每到很多地方去，很多人他们都很羡慕能够移民来美国。
And many places that I visited, they envy and want to come to the U.S.
为什么他们喜欢来美国呢？
Why do they like to come to the U.S.?
因为他们发现来到这里的时候，什么事情都是有条有理的。
Because they think that everything is in order, is organized in order here in the States.
这里的人他比较守法。
And the people here obey laws.
比较安全。
And so it's safer here.
环境比较舒服，而且比较卫生。
An environment is more comfortable and is very hygienic.
然后在这里他觉得生活真的很舒服。
And so here they can have a better and more comfortable life.
在路上开车的时候，我们在这里马路都很平。
When we drive on the street, we notice that the surface streets are very smooth.
如果这个马路有个洞，政府如果没有修的话，我们可能就有人打电话去经济政府去 complain， 然后不久之后政府就赶快来把马路弄平了。
If there's a pit on the street and people will complain to the city and city will soon fix it.
所以在这里的生活真的很舒服。
And so it's very comfortable to live in the States.
我们有一个弟兄他因为某种缘故移民从一个国家移民到另外一个国家去了。
We have a brother, for some reason he had to move to another country.
30年之后他很后悔。
30 years later he really regretted it.
因为他本来去的那个这个国家本来是不错的。
Because the country he originally immigrated to was in a good condition.
可是这个国家却变得很腐败。
But yet, over time that country became corrupted.
腐败就是什么事情都要用钱去讲通。
In other words, he had to use money to bribe in everything he does.
很多事情真的没有办法做事，都是很慢吞吞的。
And they're very slow in dealing with their business.
然后越来越不安全。
And it become less and less safe.
你走在路上，你都很害怕，你都不能够带什么名贵的东西，很怕等一下人家就被你抢走了。
Walking on the street, you feel unsafe. You don't want to bring anything that has a name brand because you're afraid you might get robbed.
你背东西，你都要很小心的去保护，不要被人家突然从后面给你拉走。
And when you carry something, you have to be careful because somebody might rob you from the back.
你出门的时候都要注意观察你的周围的环境，怕会有人来绑架。
When you leave your house, you have to watch your surroundings because you might be kidnapped.
那所以在这样的国度里面，他生活就非常的不安全。
So in that country, he lived in fear. He felt very insecure.
他就一直问说，我们在这里生活会不会这样子。
And so he kept asking us, in state, in the US, is it like that?
我说从来不会想到你走在路上的时候，你说你会突然会有人来抢你东西，至少我们在这个地区应该没有。
But at least in this local area, we never have to worry about being robbed on the street.
那有时候当然会有一些例子，有些人碰到那些突然之间，有时候总是会有，但是几率比较少了。
Even though it's still possible some people do encounter robbery, but it's very rare.
哦，我们基本上在这里觉得蛮安全的。
And we overall should feel very safe here.
那他们就很盼望说能够移到这样一个国度来。
And so they hope that one day they can move to another country.
但是其实我们反过来又看，现在有很多在美国生活的人，他们不想要留在这个地方生活了。
But if you look at the people living in the U.S., some of them don't want to stay here.
最近有很多人他们放弃美国的国籍了。
And there are many people recently that gave up their citizenship here.
因为有关于钱的问题啊，要扣税啊。
Because they have to pay taxes.
啊，所以他们认为说，在这里啊，也不见得是在这里也不是最好的。
And so they think that the U.S. is not the best place to live.
啊，所以其实很多人很羡慕，但是这里毕竟不是天国，很多人还是很失望。
Even though many people envy living in the U.S., but this is still not heaven. There are still things that disappoint us.
所以我们再来看，其实我们在这个地上的生活里面，我们都一直在找寻找一个让我们可以很放心，我们可以很满意，又可以觉得很安全的地方。
Living in this world, we're all searching for a place that brings us security that we feel peace and joy living in there.
我们这个报章杂志上在评估说，每一年哪一个世界哪一个国家是最适合居住的。
And in the newspaper, every year it evaluates which country is the best place to live.
但是其实，如果那个地方的人，我们去真的问他们，其实不是每个人都觉得说住在这里最好。
But if you take a survey of the residents living in the area, not everybody agrees.
那其实那是一个很用科学方法去统计去得到了一个调查而已。
It is just a statistics is a result of a survey.
不是真的不是每个人都会觉得说我住在这个地方最好。
And not everybody agrees that is the best place to live.
但是又想一想，有时候小弟曾经到比较落后的地方去，那里的人他们其实有人生活得很好，他们觉得很满足了。
I have visited places that are not as advanced, but yet the people living there, the locals are very content.
他们都没有跟外界比较的时候，他们觉得他们的生活，他们觉得很满足，他们没有问题。
Without comparing to the outside world, they're very content with their life.
虽然他们可能各方面条件都很差。
Even though their condition of life may not be as well.
可是等到外面有人告诉他说我们过的生活是什么的时候，他才恍然大悟说哦，原来人是可以过不一样的生活的。
Unless an outsider comes and tell them what it's like to live on the outside, that's when they realize that they can live a better life.
那时候他就很想要说，那我要去一个比较好的国度。
Then they may have a desire to move on to a better place to live.
那所以从这样的观念里面，我们就发现，其实当我们人如果一直活在一个你已经很习惯的环境里，你就不会想要去改变。你有时候也不知道要改变哪里。
From this example, we see that if we are comfortable with our current condition, then we will not have any desire to change, nor do we know how to change.
但是若是有比较的时候，你就知道了。
But when there's something that we can compare to, then we will realize that.
那现在我们要从圣经来看看，这个圣经说，要叫我们脱离黑暗的权势，这是什么意思？
And the Bible says that it will deliver us from the power of darkness. What does that mean?
我们真的是活在黑暗当中吗？
Are we truly living in the darkness?
我们今天活在美国的人，我们一定不会觉得说我们是活在黑暗里。
Today, all of us living in America, we don't agree that we live in darkness.
从这个人间的角度来看，我们觉得这个国家井然有序，什么事情都有法律在管理。
From the human perspective, you might think that the United States is very much in order and everybody obeys laws.
但是这里才讲的黑暗权势，在讲我们人的心。
But the darkness mentioned here refers to our hearts.
没有错，我们今天在这个环境里面，我们的政府，我们各方面的条件都很不错。
It is true, living in this environment, we have a good government, we live in a good place.
但是我们人的心却是很空虚。
But yet our heart feels very empty.
我们很多人的心是很黑暗的。
And many of people's heart are very dark.
虽然在外表上看不出来，我们好像每个人都戴一个很幸福美满的面具。
Even though on the outside we may not see, we all have a mask of happiness.
但其实我们真正的自我，就是当我们不在人面前，我们在自己面对自己的时候，我们会觉得说，有时候会觉得生活很无聊，很空虚。
But the reality is that when we're not in front of people, we might feel that our life is very empty, is very much in vain.
其实那个不满足就是在我们的心中有一个黑暗的洞，是在控制着。
So that discontentment is that dark pit controlling us in our heart.
那这个我们人性的黑暗是怎么来的？
So how do we have that darkness? How do we have that darkness in our heart?
我们今天如果领受过主耶稣基督他带给我们生命改变的人，我们都会体验一个这样的现象。
So today, anyone that has experienced the transformation of Lord Jesus Christ, will see this phenomenon.
我们在座有些弟兄姐妹是我们年纪大，或者是我们都已经懂事以后，我们再来信主的。
There are many brothers and sisters that came to believe in the Lord when they're older.
我们从另外一个信仰进入这个耶稣基督的信仰里。
And they came from another faith, into Christianity.
我们就会有一个比较。
And so they have a reference point.
我们发现说，在耶稣基督的国度里面有多好。
And they realize that how wonderful it is to be in the kingdom of Lord Jesus.
这个黑暗的权势在哥罗西书第三章里面，他这样告诉我们。
And in Colossians chapter 3, it also gave us an explanation of power of darkness.
我们现在请看哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 第三章我们看第五节。
Verse 5. Therefore, put to death your member which are on the earth.Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
我们现在看第七节。
Verse 7, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them.
第八节。
Verse 8, but now you yourself are put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
这里这几节圣经所描述的就是我们今天一个人的内心，如果就是在黑暗的权势掌控底下，所会产生出来的那种感觉跟现象。
So the passage described the phenomenon that we see if we are under the control of the darkness.
他说，一个人他在这里在比较进入耶稣的国度之前跟之后的差别了。
Here's a comparison for before and after we go into the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
真的就是这样子。
And this is very true.
今天我们多少人在这个淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶意、贪婪当中，每天在那边挣扎呢
？Today, how many of us are struggling under are facing the struggle of fornication, uncleanness, and passion?
你看，今天我们多少人很想要拥有很多很多的财富。
Today, how many of us want to have a lot of assets?
那这个贪心，圣经在这里说，他说跟拜偶像一样，所以财富就变成人的偶像。
Greedy and covetousness is an idol to us.
那这里说的污秽、恶意，就是人的心里的那个仇恨、那个邪恶的想法，真的有时候从外表是看不出来的。
Uncleanness and evil desire is something that cannot be seen from the outside.
所以你看，我们有时候三不五时的时候，就会听到报纸上所报道发生一些很不幸的事件。
And we often hear from the news things that are unfortunate that have taken place.
你看，不久之前在圣塔芭芭拉的地方，那几个大学生就这样子，因为心里的恶意被。就无缘无故被杀了，被人杀了。
And recently, in Santa Barbara College, there's some college students that were murdered because of people's evil desire.
你看，你如果是看他说这个人，他邻居都说他是一个很好的人呢。
And their neighbors might say that he's a very nice person.
但只是说比较怪而已啊。
He is just a little bit different.
但是怎么想也没有想到说他会做这种事啊。
And never would they think that he would commit such a crime.
那这个就是这个人的心。他有一个很大的洞，是很黑暗的，是从外表看不到。
So in that person's heart, there's a big hole that is dark and deep, and that cannot be seen from the outside.
第八节
，verse 8，
他都特别要说，他说现在人要把这些东西弃绝掉。他说恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、口中污秽的话语。
And now we have to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy language.
所以这些东西，这些所描述出来都是。让人在相处当中，你会觉得说很不舒服，你很不喜欢的。
So these are the characteristics of things that we are uncomfortable with when we deal with other people.
我们每个人都知道说愤怒不好。
We all know that it's not good to be angry.
我们都知道说人嘴巴应该要留点口德，不要讲一些坏话。
And we all know that we should not badmouth someone.
但是有时候人就往往控制不了。
But often we cannot control ourselves.
那有时候人就会。又会自以为聪明，说：“哎，我可以讲这些话，去得到一些好处，可以 骗过很多人。
And sometimes that we think we're smart, that we can say something to and lie to others.
有些人他很聪明啊。
And some people are very smart.
但是他这个聪明所表现出来的却是很骄傲、很嫉妒，然后很容易发怒的。
But yet that they present themselves as someone who is easily angered, who is jealous, and who is proud.
这些东西都应该是从这个地上来的了。
And so all these characteristics came from this world.
不是从神来的。
These are not from God.
应该说有些人他们虽然很有知识，看起来很聪明。
Some people they may look like they're very smart, they're very knowledgeable.
但是当我们看到这个人的表现的时候，他所讲的话，你就会发现，其实这个智慧不是从神来的，是从地上。从鬼魔来的。
But from the way they speak, you may notice that this wisdom did not come from God. It actually came from the world. It came from Satan.
我们现在来看一下雅各书第三章。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
第三章看第十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
好，第十四节，从十四节读到第十六节。
Verse 14 to 16. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthy, sensual, demonic. 16. For which envy and self-seeking exist, confusion, every evil things are there.
好，你看这几节圣经啊，他还讲说这个黑暗的权势啊，会人在活在这个黑暗的权势里面，会有一些表现，就是我们刚才读过的啊，在哥罗西书所读过的那些现象。
So living in the power of darkness, we may have some signs, which is mentioned in Colossians chapter 3.
就是你一接触你就知道说这个不好，但是人往往又是没有办法，每一个人都是觉得很无辜。
It's something that we know is not good, but yet we're helpless.
那是因为那真正在控制人的、真正在掌权的，就是这个所谓属魔鬼、属黑暗世界里的这个王。
Because what is controlling it is the is Satan, is the king of Hades.
是我们人的情欲。
And that also is our human lust.
我们今天很多时候，我们不能够一直都去说什么事情都是魔鬼。
Sometimes we can't blame everything on Satan.
很多时候是我们自己人的情欲所引发出来的。
And many sins are committed because of our sinful nature.
因为我们人如果放纵情欲，我想要做什么我就做什么，都不会考虑后果，不会考虑别人的时候，其实我们就变成属情欲在掌权。
Because if we give into our sinful nature, we do whatever we want, then we allow it to dominate in our life.
那这个就变成是属地的，那这个时候所带来的就是纷争，就是各样不好的事情都在我们的周遭出现了。
Then we belong to the world, and all the bad things, the confusion, and all the evil things will be surrounding us.
现在这样的一个权势，这样一个力量的控制，我们人是挣脱不了的。
So we as human cannot get away from such a power, such a dominion.
每一个孩子其实一出生，小孩子的时候都很可爱的。
And every baby when they're born, they're very cute.
你看。我们有一个姐妹，她生了两个孩子哈。
We have a sister that have two kids.
她两个孩子都很可爱啊，去比赛的时候都得奖的，进那个前几名的。
And both kids are very cute, and when they go for competitions, they're always in the first place.
真的都是很可爱的。
And they're very good kids.
但是我们在想，你看每一个孩子，父母亲生下来之后，都觉得哇，这个是宝贝。
And every baby when they're born, they are precious. Gives to their parents.
可是长大以后，慢慢长大，每个人都不一样了。
But as they grow up, then everyone changes.
我们的想法，我们所表现出来，通通不一样了。
So their thoughts, the way they present themselves, are all different.
那有人就变成是作恶的人。
And some become evil doers.
所以你看，这个本来都是这么可爱的婴孩，最后却有这么巨大的，变得很不可爱。为什么会这样？
Why is it that everyone started as a very cute and sweet baby, but turn out so differently?
其实这个叫做圣经里面所讲的罪。
And this is because such sin, which is mentioned in the Bible.
因为这个罪在这个人间在掌权。
Because sin is dominating in this world.
那人在这个罪的控制底下，很自然的就产生出这一些让我们很不舒服的这个表现来的。
And men under the dominion of sin have then will do all these things that we know are wrong.
那这个就是我们人有时候 会很无奈说我没有办法挣脱这个束缚。
And sometimes we are helpless in we cannot break away from this dominion.
所以圣经在罗马书里面传道人保罗他这样说。
In book of Romans, Apostle Paul has said this.
当这个黑暗的掌权的时候，我们人甚至没有办法去主导说我想要做的好事我就可以做出来。
When the darkness is in control, as men, we cannot do the good things that we want to do.
人变得其实很无助。
So we became very helpless.
这个无助其实似乎是又没有办法，人就是说不知道去哪里找到帮助了。
And we don't know where to seek for help.
我们如果看罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
我们现在看第十八节。
7:18.
18,
for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
第十九节。
Verse 19, for the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil that I will not to do, that I practice.
这个就是我们人的无奈。
So this is the helplessness of men.
就是人在罪的控制底下，当我们没办法去做出所想要做的善的同时，其实很多时候我们就做出我们不想要做的恶了。
Under the control of sin, we can't do the good that we want to do, but rather we do the evil that we don't want to do.
我们很想要温柔，可是我们没有办法，我们最后就变成很暴怒。
We want to be gentle and meek, but we can't do it, so we become angry.
我们很想要非常的有爱心，很温柔体贴，但是我们表现出来可能就是很残酷。很冷漠。
We very much want to be gentle and caring, but instead, what we show is that we may be cruel or very cold.
这个叫做在黑暗的权势底下。
And this is what it means by being under the power of darkness.
但是，当耶稣基督来了以后
，But now when Lord Jesus comes into our life,
我们现在看第七章的第二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
二十四节。
24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
25节。
Verse 25, I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
这里圣经他说谁能够救我这个脱离这个取死的身体呢？让我可以真的脱离这样一个瑕疵呢？
And the Bible says, who can deliver me from this body of death, from this dominion of sin?
第二十五节说，感谢神，靠着耶稣基督都可以脱离的。
And verse 25 says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以耶稣基督就是这个叫做救主。
So Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他的救主就是要把我们从这个黑暗的权势里面把我们拯救出来，进入这个光明的国度里。
He's our Savior because he wants to deliver us out of this power of darkness and deliver into his kingdom of light.
那这个光明的国度里面是怎么一回事呢？
And so what is the kingdom of glory?
我们现在看回来哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
当耶稣基督他把我们拯救以后，他说我们的罪过会因着他的救赎被赦免了。
After Lord Jesus delivers us and redeems us, he says that our sins will be forgiven.
一章的第十四节特别说，在爱子里面得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In verse 14, in him, the beloved son, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
他要让我们进入一个另外一个光明的国度里面，去享受人本来应该有的荣耀、喜乐、自由。
He want to bring us into his kingdom of light and allow us to enjoy the peace and joy that we deserve.
我们每一个人其实都很向往那个良善的真善美。
All of us wants to pursue the goodness.
你看很自然的，你看到一个很美好的景象的时候，你就会心里面赞叹，然后会很喜悦。
When you see something beautiful, you naturally will be moved by it and you'll be very joyful.
你看到什么地方，你看到这个大自然的这个景况的时候，哇，我们就会高声的欢呼。
And when you go into a beautiful place and see the nature, then you will be very joyful.
其实神本来所给人的就是良善的，就是 神的性情里面的一部分，人都是温柔体贴的。
What God wanted to give us is His divine nature, divine characteristics, which is goodness, and joy.
是有爱心的。
And He wants us to have love.
人是喜爱良善公义的。
That as men we should want to be good and pursue justice.
在耶稣基督里面就是光明的。
And so in Lord Jesus Christ there is light.
因为耶稣他本身就是神来到人间。
Because Lord Jesus Christ himself is God came into this world.
他带来给我们什么叫做神的性情，让我们可以了解。
So he came to this world and show us what does it mean to have the divine nature.
因为神本身是一个灵，他对我们来说是很抽象的。
Because God is a spirit, so it's very abstract to us.
我们说神是爱，到底是怎样说的？
We say God is love, but what does that mean?
耶稣基督他来把神的爱表现出来了。
So when Lord Jesus came to this world, He demonstrated to us the love of God.
我们说神是肯公义的。
We say God is just.
神就是不会做错事，不会把那个不会去冤枉人，说有罪的当作无罪这样。
That God will never do anything wrong. He will not wrongfully accuse who is right.
耶稣基督来就是来彰显神的这个公义。
And when Lord Jesus came to this world, He showed us the justice of God.
所以当一个人他如果是行恶的，他最后一定要被处罚。
So when a person does evil, he will be punished at the end.
这是神的公义。
This is the justice of God.
耶稣基督来把神的这个性情彰显出来。
When Lord Jesus came, he showed us this divine characteristics.
那所以我们从耶稣基督里面就看到什么叫做光明的国度。
So in Lord Jesus, we see what does it mean to have the kingdom of light.
这国度里面应该有的表现是什么
？And what should we do living in that kingdom?
我们现在来看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书
2 Peter
第一章
Chapter 1
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter Chapter 1
我们现在请看第三节
Verse 3 As divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who calls us by glory and virtue
第四节
Verse 4 By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may become partaker of the divine nature have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust
这里圣经在说现在耶稣基督来让我们脱离这个黑暗的权势就是让我们脱离这个情欲来的败坏
And when Lord Jesus came He delivered us from the dominion of sin that is the corruption of lust
今天我们人的这个黑暗的事的这个现况，从魔鬼本身，从魔鬼来的，也从我们自己本身人的情欲产生出来的坏事。
So the darkness that in the world that we see is a product of Satan's control and also our lustful desire.
耶稣帮助我们要脱离这个情欲的瑕疵。
But Lord Jesus will help us escape from the corruption of the lust.
让我们跟神的性情有份。
So that we can be partaker of His divine nature.
所以。你看我们今天一个人如果迁到一个国度里面去我们的生命就会跟着改变
So today if we move to another place then our life will be changed
你看今天从一个国我们从其他国度移民到这个地方以后我们就进入这里的生活模式
Today many of us have immigrated here from another country and we've now be a part of this culture
很自然的在这里你就是这个就是很就是应该这样的生活了
And so naturally you live here like everyone else
哦，所以进入一个国度其实就是一种生命一个新的生活方式
And so to move to a different kingdom you will have a new way of life
我们没有办法再活在过去的那个生活环境里
We cannot live the way we used to live
因为今天主耶稣基督要把我们救进入他的爱子的国度里面的时候就是要让我们跟他的性情有份我们可以表现出这样一个生活来
So today Lord Jesus will deliver us into the kingdom of his son so that we can be partaker of his of divine nature
这个在这个神的国度爱子的国度里面是怎么样呢
What is it like to be living in the kingdom of the son
它这里面是有德性的是有好的美德的
And it has virtue
这里面是有知识的
There is knowledge
也就是说是有真理的
That means there is truth
我们可以知道什么叫做敬拜神
So we know what does it mean to worship God
我们知道什么叫做善
We'll learn what is good
我们会分辨什么叫做美
We'll discern what is beautiful
那接下去他说会人是会是有节制的就是说你做什么事情你都不会很极端
And that we'll have control, which means that we will not be extreme.
那人在这里会变得很敬虔，就变成是那个会什么事情都会考虑到有关于神、 有关于人的事。
And we'll become very godly. That means in every decision we make, we think about God and we think about how it benefits others.
那这里又会强调说，在这个国度里面，一定会表现出那个彼此相爱的心。
And that in such a kingdom, we also show love to one another.
那所以你看，这里有爱弟兄的心，又有爱众人的心，就是说，在这里面如果有爱的地方，你就觉得很满足，在这里很好。
And whenever a place has love, you'll think that this place is very good. You'd be very content.
我们其实可以很容易的用我们的家庭去想
了。You think about this from your family.
你看今天如果一个家庭里面充满爱，
if a family has a lot of love,
那父母是很爱儿女的。
And the parents love their children very much.
儿女之间是彼此相爱的，很和谐的。
There's love and harmony among the brothers and sisters.
那这样子的孩子，他在家庭里面，他觉得很满足。
And such a child living in such a family will be very content.
他绝对不会往外跑。
He or she will not go elsewhere.
他会一直想要在这个地方可以享受这个家庭里面所有的爱。
He will want to stay in that family, enjoy all the love that the family can give him.
但是反过来，如果家庭里面没有爱，没有温暖。
But on the other hand, if there's no love in this family,
如果这里面就是争吵
，if there's only quarrels in the family,
那就是彼此嫉妒、纷争。
There's jealous among the siblings.
那这个孩子他就。不会想要住在家里，他一定很想要跑出去的。
Then the child would not want to live in that family. It wants to. He will want to go elsewhere.
所以这个神的国度，它虽然是光明，它是里面就是有爱，因为神就是爱。
And this kingdom of God has light and has glory and love because God is love.
所以神现在把我们从这个黑暗的国度里面牵进来，在爱里面，在爱的国度里面，我们在这里会觉得很满足。
So when God brought us out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of love, we feel very content living in there.
在这里我们发现说，人跟人相处没有什么压力。
In the kingdom, we realize that when we deal with one another, there's no pressure.
我们知道人彼此之间都是很真诚的。
We know that we're very sincere to one another.
我们有各种的美德。
We have all kinds of virtues.
我们每一个人都是彼此服侍。
And we serve one another.
能够互相包容。
So that we embrace one another.
因为在这当中，这个爱，这个神的国度里面有这个爱，把所有的人都联络在一起了。
Because in the kingdom of God, there is love that connects all of us.
我们现在看回来哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
12节。
Verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering.
13节。
13, bearing with one another and forgive one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do so.
14节。
14, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
15节。
15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body to be thankful.
我们从这几节圣经呢，我们看到这里面所描述的这些特质啊，跟前面第五节我们刚才所看的那个特质是很强烈的对比。
And so from the passages that we just read, you can see that the characteristics mentioned here is an extreme contrast to what we read earlier in verse 5.
他说我们今天在这个爱子的国度里面称为神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的。
And we are the elect of God, called into this kingdom.
这里面我们可以感受的是怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And what we can feel here is that there is mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering.
每一个人都是可以互相饶恕的。
And everyone can bear one another.
这里面他说这一切最重要就是这里面有爱。
And most of all, there is love in this place.
在这里面能够真的享受到从神来的平安。
And in that place, we can experience the peace that comes from God.
在这里可以感受到什么叫做真正的一家人一体的精神。
In there, we can feel what does it mean to be one family.
如果我们今天在这个国度里面能够体现到这一些神所主耶稣基督所应许的。
So today, if we can demonstrate and show what is mentioned here,
我们就会发现说，在这个地方在地如天呢。
Then you realize that you are living in this place as you are in heaven.
我们在地上的时候，就可以先去预尝到耶稣基督所应许我们在天国那个永恒的国度里是多好。
Living in this world, you've already tasted how wonderful it will be when you're living in heaven.
所以主耶稣基督他所应许的其实是将来属灵的真正的国度里。
What Lord Jesus promised is in the true heavenly kingdom.
在那里我们可以有一个很荣耀的盼望。
In there we can have a very glorious hope.
这个 这个荣耀是永不会衰残的。
And that glory will never be corrupted.
今天在美国这个社会里啊。
Today in America.
今年2014年，如果我们在今年跟在1960年代的美国相比，已经差太多了。
And this is 2014 compared to 1960. The society has changed.
50年前的美国。
The America 50 years ago.
当时候，你看拿美国护照出门的时候，真的很风光啊。
Back then, when you travel with a U.S. passport, you're very proud.
因为美国当时候真的是很强，非常的好。
Because it truly was wonderful to live in the U.S. at the time.
那个时候，你看每一个人都觉得哇。出去是说美国人，就大家都觉得很荣耀。
And at the time, if you go anywhere, say that you're an American, you're very proud.
但是现在哦，已经时代不一样了。
But now the time have changed.
这个荣耀会过去的。
And so that that glory has passed.
地上的荣耀会渐渐消退。
So the glory in this world will slowly go away.
是因为在这里面。不是无罪的，在这里面还充满很多罪恶。这个世上的国度了。
And it's because the kingdom in this world is not without sin; it's filled with sin.
我到其他国家去碰到一些美国人。
When I go to another country, meet other Americans.
他们说你从哪里来？他们有时候讲起话来就小声了。
And when I ask them where are you from, sometimes they don't say very loud.
因为怕讲太大声哈。
They're afraid that if they say it too loud.
因为有些人很讨厌美国人呢、啊。
Then if something might happen to them because there are people that don't like Americans.
因为给人的印象不好。
Because they don't have good impression on people.
那就尽量想要去隐藏他自己的身份了。
And so some will try to hide the fact that they're American.
那我们现在出去，你看，就以为你是东亚洲人，也没有问题啊。
And if you,
欧洲人他们就认为他看起来像欧洲人，所以他们。就把美国的身份掩藏起来。
And people go out. For example, we look Asian or other Europeans. They're Caucasian, so they try to hide the fact they're American.
也就是说，其实我们现在这个荣耀，地上的荣耀是会改变的。
In other words, the glory in this world will change.
但是在这个爱子的国度里面的真正要给我们的荣耀是永不衰残的。
But the kingdom of the Son, that glory will never decay.
今天这个救恩呢？是存到永远。
Today that salvation lives forever.
我们现在看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们先看第三节。
Verse 3.
三节到第四节。
Verse 3 to verse 4. Verse 3. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
你看这里说，我们今天在这个爱子的国度里，我们得到一个活泼的盼望。
Here in the kingdom of the Son, we have a living hope.
这个活泼的盼望是我们将来在耶稣基督的国度里，在属灵里面，我们可以得到不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残存到永远在天上的这个基业。
And that living hope is that one day we'll have an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away.
这是真正的得救。
And that is a true salvation.
这叫做永生。
And that is eternal.
跟永生相对的，在黑暗的权势里面，就是永远的刑罚。
And opposite of eternity is that in the darkness we have eternal punishment.
那这个就是地狱。
And that is in Hades.
今天主耶稣基督他为我们带来这个福音。
Lord Jesus today has brought us this good news gospel.
他要真的要救我们脱离这个黑暗的世界、黑暗的权势。
He wants to deliver us out of this power of darkness.
他怎么救
？How can he save us?
他自己来牺牲生命呢
？He sacrificed himself for us.
他是一个义，他是没有罪的，他是义的。
He is sinless, he was righteous.
他用他的生命来救了我们。
And he used his life to save us.
因为他有资格，他也愿意来救我们脱离这个黑暗的权势。
Because only he is qualified and he was willing to save us from this power of darkness.
我们今天其实不是因为我们有比别人好，或是我们有什么才能。我们才能够坐在这里。
Today we're sitting here not because we're better than other people or we have a special gift.
其实因为主耶稣基督的恩典临到我们。
But rather, it's because the grace and the blessing of God has come to us.
因为主耶稣基督，他愿意每一个人 都能够进入他的国度里。
Because Lord Jesus wants every one of us to go into His kingdom.
所以今天我们只要愿意。
So today, as long as you're willing.
我们很羡慕能够接受耶稣这样的拯救，能够进入这个爱子的国度里，他就要救我们。
Today, if we have the desire to accept this salvation and go into the kingdom of the Son, then He will save us.
因为他这个就是他来到人间的目的。
Because this is the purpose of Him coming to this world.
他希望我们每一个人都能够回应他这个爱。
He wants all of us to echo this kind of love to Him.
我们今天其实都是蒙恩的人。
Today, we are all the beloved and the called.
我们都是愿意成为圣洁的人。
Today, all of us have the desire to be holy.
那我们一起来领受主耶稣基督这个救恩。
So let us together receive this salvation of
Christ. 我们一起来愿意，是的，主，我愿意跟随你。
And let us together say that, yes, Lord, I want to follow you.
因为你就是我们的拯救。
Because you are our Savior.
你就是我们的王，我们的神。
And that you are our King and our God.
我们跟随你，我们就得到你所应许的这一切的福气。
That if we follow you, we will receive the blessing and grace that you promised.
所以愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
So may Lord Jesus guide us.
那我们都愿意来接受这样的邀请。
So that we are willing to accept such an invitation.
来享受在他国度里面这个盼望、这个荣耀这样的平安。
And that we can enjoy the hope and the glory in His kingdom.
我们再一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
399首。
399.